Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. We're continuing our study in Ezekiel here. Since we're on the proper chapter, I thought I'd take a jump here over to Revelation 20, since we're talking about that time, and I believe that's the time that Ezekiel is alluding to here, or I should say the Heavenly Father is alluding to through the prophet Ezekiel. Let's pick up here in, let's just pick up here at the beginning of the chapter. Let's see. I saw an angel come down from heaven having a key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is called the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. So Satan will be bound during that 1,000-year reign of Christ. And so I'm in Revelation chapter 20. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season to do his dirty work, I guess. Verse 4, and I saw thrones, they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them, and I saw the souls of them that had been beheaded for the witness of Yeshua and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands, or in, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Now, I also say, you know, like our Heavenly Father is merciful as well as just. He has great mercy. Just like all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, unless you're one of those liars like me who have repented, right? And everyone who takes part in the beast monetary system, will have their part in the lake of fire, just as it says here, unless they repent. Then you have your part with those that are beheaded for the witness of Yeshua, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received a mark in their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. And that's where you want to be. You want to make sure that there's nothing more important for all of you living now before the 7th millennia comes. You want to be sure that you are in Messiah, that you're walking in his kingdom, keeping his statutes and his judgments because you love him. You're doing it voluntarily because you fear what will happen if you don't do it. So yes, the fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom and instruction. It's the beginning. That's where knowledge begins. If you don't fear the Heavenly Father, if you don't fear God enough to stop your evil ways, then you don't know anything at all. You may have the wisdom of the world. You may increase in learning, but never come to the knowledge of the truth, because you don't know anything until you fear him. That's what his word says, that the fear of Yahuwah, the fear of God, is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom and instruction, because that fear causes you to leave off your wicked ways and start walking in his kingdom, to have your mind renewed by the washing of the water of his word, to walk in his way and do them. And then you will, when the resurrection comes, you will live and reign with Messiah 1,000 years. And it says here, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. He's saying, this is the first resurrection. Yeah, you want to be in the first resurrection, because the rest of the dead is not going to be part of it. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Yes, blessed and set apart. That's what holy means, set apart. Blessed and holy is he that is part in the first resurrection. You want to be one of those that is set apart, a part of his holy Israel, his holy nation. On such the second death has no power. See, those that live not again until the 1,000 years were finished, the rest of the dead, that's the second death. Yeah, they're going to be raised from the dead, but they're going to go to the second death. But on such the second death has no power. This is the first. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. Continuing here in Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out and deceive the nations which were in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. So what we're reading in Ezekiel fits this much better. And here's the reference to Gog and Magog. And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth. Satan is going to be loosed because we're going to have a final sorting out at the end of 1,000 years. That's right, a final sorting out, because it is going to be the end of the old heaven and old earth, and the stain that was put upon it when corruption came in will be abolished, and there will be a new heaven and new earth. But before that happens, we're going to have a final sorting out. Satan is going to be loosed out of his prison to do his job, to sort the people out. He's going to go into the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. So this is not going to happen before Messiah returns. It has nothing to do with a great tribulation period fantasy. And this is at the end of the millennia. This fits perfectly with what Ezekiel is saying. So this is where I am going to place, using the scripture to interpret scripture, that chapter 37 Ezekiel prophecy. I'm going to put it here where the scripture puts it. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. See, no more. Remember the beast that got power over the saints, and they had the inquisitions in the past. And they have inquisition now, and they're going to have a final inquisition before the Messiah returns. No more. None of that. Fire's going to just come out of Yahuwah, out of heaven, and devour them. It ain't going to be like it was in the past when this happens, when this time comes. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet were. They've been there for 1,000 years at this time, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth fled and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before Yahuwah, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead, and death and hell delivered up the dead, and every man was judged according to their works. And whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Make sure your name is in the book. Let's jump back to our Ezekiel reference. Now we know what we're reading about. Thank you, Heavenly Father. When it says Gog and Magog, this is the perfect description of what I just read about in the Revelation. So we have witness here, one prophet, you know, 600 years before the Messiah prophesying. And then we had John giving the same prophecy in the book of Revelation, around 90 A.D. or so. After many days, thou shalt be visited in the latter years, and shall come into the land, brought back from the sword, and gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have always been waste, which is brought from the nations, and they shall dwell safely in all of them. I see no safety now. And when the Antichrist comes, I don't see any safety. I mean, they're going to have their tribulation, and they're going to have a war in the middle of that, you know, because they have to end the false peace treaty. So where's the safety? This is not describing anything that's going to happen before the Messiah comes and sets up his millennial reign. So I have to put Ezekiel 38 off to and match it with Revelation chapter 20. There's no other place for it. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall come to pass at that same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou wilt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, and dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all her young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, and take a great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, Thus saith Adonai Yahweh, in that day when my people Israel dwelleth safely, thou shalt not know, shall thou not know it. Thou shalt come from thy place out of the northern parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. Thou shalt come up against my people Israel as a cloud to cover the land, and it shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land. I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus saith the Lord God, Art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years, that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that is Adonai Yahweh, that my fury shall come up in my face, for my jealousy and my fire, the fire of my wrath, have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the seas and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all the creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and all the many people that are with him, overflowing rain, great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am Yahuwah. Therefore, chapter 39, verse 1 of Ezekiel, Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and I will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and I will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and the beasts of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith Adonai Yahweh. And I will send a fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am Yahuwah. So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name any more. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahuwah, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord God. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers and the bows and the arrows and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of all the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that robbed them, saith the Lord God. Now, a lot of people want to call this Armageddon, and this is supposed to happen, they say, in the middle of the 70th week, which is the seven-year tribulation, deception. And I don't know. I can't place this in a phony seven-year tribulation, especially in one they call Daniel's 70th week, which is fully fulfilled. See, when you finally accept that Daniel's 70th week is fulfilled and that the 7-year tribulation of the left behind futurist fame is false, then you have to rethink all of these prophetic scriptures that they've tied to it. Of course, there's nothing in this text here that places this in Daniel's 70th week or in a 7-year tribulation period. That is called conjecture. Now, if there were a 7-year tribulation period, if Daniel's 70th week was indeed future, it might be reasonable conjecture to put it there. But once you discover that that's false prophecy, then it's not reasonable. It is just conjecture, and that's all it is. And it's reasonable conjecture, or like I said, if it was true, but it's only conjecture, and it's based upon a false premise, false prophecy, a fallacy. So we can't place it there at all. I'm going to place this at the end of the millennial reign of Christ. And it gives me a little more insight into men and how they will be even with their fallen nature, because they will have their fallen nature. And yes, it'll be 1,000 years when men will be saved and receive the Messiah and the word of the Heavenly Father, but many will not. And many will not, and they will band together. But they won't have Satan and his demons to drive them until he's loosed out of the kingdom. Then he will go out and deceive all of those and whip them up into a frenzy to think that they can take the camp of the saints, which will be at Jerusalem. You know, that will be the headquarters for the Israel of God that will dwell on the earth. And of course, that holy nation that will cover the whole earth in that day. Gives you a little insight that things are going to kind of be the same, but they're going to be kind of really different because of the resurrection. All of us, instead of demons out there deceiving the earth as they are today, we will have all of those that were part of the holy Israel up until the resurrection of the dead. We will have them alive and resurrected in glorified bodies like the Messiah, administering his kingdom throughout the whole earth instead of the myriad multitude of Satan and his demons that we have now. That's going to be a glorious difference during that millennial reign of Christ. You're getting a little better insight as to what's coming, but it's not coming when the futurists think it's coming. I have a work on my website, and I've refined it a little bit more. It's called What Year Is It? And what I've decided is to find out what year is it since creation. That's the year of our Creator, not the Lord God, the Pope, okay? Because that's what the calendar you have. It's 2011 in the year of our Lord God the Pope, because that's the Pope's calendar, the Roman Gregorian calendar. What year is it now? If you go to my website, and I'm going to pull it up right now and take a look at it. I've refined it. I found a 5-year error. What year is it? There it is. Go to my website, cross the border. And you click on, in the right-hand column, you go down to my post there, and you'll see it. So, and it says, what year is it? Click on that. And if your computer's faster than mine, you're probably already there. Okay, here it comes. And it says, what year is it? Does anybody really know? And my purpose was for finding out what year it is since creation, you know. And we go from the genealogies. I found a lineage of time in the scripture. I'm not the first one to find it. I found someone else that did it too. And his name was, Lightfoot, John Lightfoot in 1605. And he's 1 year off from me, so I just left mine 1 year off. But he found, and the same way I didn't find it through him, I found it myself by going through the scripture, that the Roman Common Era, he said 3929 since creation, was the year 0 to 1 on the Roman calendar, because that's when the Roman calendar began. And so 3928, that's what I came up with, within a year, because the Hebrew or his calendar year starts different. It starts in the spring. And so we're, you know, it's plus or minus a year. And so I found that the year 2012, that's next year, is the year 5940. That leaves us 60 years since from the end of from 5999. The end of the times of the Gentiles or the Roman era, the end of the last year before the Messiah returns. So the year 6000 will be the first year of the seventh millennia, 6001. Yeah, you understand how we count that. So, and that corresponds with the year 2071, which should be approximately, give or take a year, the end of the sixth millennia and the return of the Messiah to come. So if the Antichrist comes and he pulls off his little play, his 7-year play in the Mideast, puts up a puppet Antichrist and then vanquishes him and sets up his phony millennial reign of Christ, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to get all of those that are following him to believe that he is the fulfillment of prophecy and the return of Christ. And because the play is going to play out the way their phony prophecy, or as close as they can get it, that'll be close enough for most people. And then everyone's going to think, but that's actually not going to be the beginning or Armageddon or any of that that they put there. It's going to be the beginning of Satan's monetary system and the Mark of the Beast system, which will continue until Christ's return. That's true prophecy. We'll be back in a few minutes.